This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. We've been talking about a lot of things, and there's a ton of other things going on. I could be talking about the NFL and the protest. Woohoo! Yeah. Who do you think's winning that battle? I love how the left, the media, Donald Trump cannot win, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. There's a clip that we got from a guy's name is Niall Ferguson. He's a Brit. I mentioned him earlier in the broadcast. He's now becoming a citizen of the United States. And he's, you know, he's still, he's not a Trump supporter, but he says something in an interview about Donald Trump and pop culture that I found very interesting. And you guys make your assessment of it. I've been saying it, but sometimes it's good to hear from other people, especially when they have a British accent. So here it is.
Part of what's happening here is that by going in hard on what I'll call cultural issues, Trump is forcing the Democrats increasingly into the identity politics that you will find on any American campus. This doesn't resonate with middle America at all. Yeah. And if the Democrats nominate a left of center candidate, like, say, Elizabeth Warren, I think they could lose.
I agree.
And so there is a scenario in which Trump, if he survives the investigation into the Russian meddling in the election, which I think he will. I think that will not be Watergate. Could be positioned for re-election. Now,
well, thank you for that, Niall. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Niall Ferguson, Brit, trying to become an American, who's giving his take on things, and he's exactly right about that. What's funny about it to me, though, is he's talking to hardcore lefties because Brits don't know what else to be anymore. Most of the world knows no other alternative except leftism. And so they're still looking at the idea of Donald Trump through the prism of old politics. He stands a chance if he does so certain things and remains very true to the core of American values and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. And Elizabeth Warren, she will struggle because she's going to struggle because the Democrats don't have a message. She's going to struggle because Donald Trump has already got people back to work. Donald Trump is forcing the left to deal with these race, these class issues, these gender issues, and confront everything that they supposedly have been fighting for. You want to fight for women's rights? Okay, then why do you get mad when we pick on them? How are you going to fight for somebody's rights and continue to fight for their rights when they're equal? Well, are they equal or are they not? You're going to fight for black people's rights even when they're wrong? Oh, by the way, black people went and disrupted an ACLU meeting. Talked about that the other day. The Democrats are so out of touch. Folks, this is the only possible outcome. I want you to hear me. Hear me good. Sound like Robert Byrd. Hear me now. So here's what I want you to hear. You cannot take a hodgepodge group of people who are nothing more than self-indulgent lunatics. I'm La Raza. I care about Mexicans. I'm BLM. I care about blacks. I'm Antifa. I don't like fascism even though I'm a fascist. I'm part of the women's movement. I hate men, particularly black men who commit a lot of crimes against me and whatever. I hate white men. I'm a misandrist. I just hate men. Oh, then there's the feminist men's organization and other feminist groups that don't buy into that nonsense. Then you've got the Holly weirdos who are mad at this. You've got the LGBTQ who says religion sucks and yada, yada, yada. And so look at the cross section of all of these different groups. I wish you could do like bubbles and you say, okay, What does Antifa stand for? What does BLM stand for? What does this group, Occupy Wall Street, stand for? What does the anti-war group? And then look at the amount of overlap that we used to do these bubbles and when we would put these presentations together for companies. And you'd look at all the different divisions in a company and say, what do you stand for that represents the core values of the company? And so when you do these overlap of bubbles, there's hopefully a big circle in the middle, big area in the middle where they all overlap. Like, we all want profitability for the company. We all want the company to be successful. We all want the company's brand to be better, whatever. And so look at that from the perspective of a management consultant and ask yourself, what's the overlap with the blacks in La Raza? The only overlap is we hate the Republicans. And they don't even have an answer as to why. La Raza says, because they won't let in illegals and we can't get more power. Blacks say they hate the Republicans because why? Because we've been told to. So they don't even have a common reason for hating the Republicans, but they hate the Republicans. They hate conservatives. The LGBT hates conservatives because they say they're too sanctimonious, they're too religious, but there's a religious element to the LGBT. They claim they're religious, and so on and so forth. So you get what I'm saying. You put all that together, and you will barely have something to – if you started out with thought bubbles that are 6 inches in diameter, okay, 6 inches across, circles – you'd be lucky to find something the size of a BB. It, as the Bible saying goes, you'd have a better chance of getting a camel through the hair of a needle or a mustard seed, something like that. The point is, there's nothing. You might get a BB, and that BB would be, we hate the Republicans. So that's their common thread. Now you look at any group within the conservative movement, you know, people that want to audit the Fed, people who want fair taxes, people who want accountable government, and people looking at wasteful government, and put their thought bubbles together, and you know what you'll have? Dang near an overlap in thought bubbles. Not thought bubbles, but you know what I'm talking about. And that's the beauty of who we are. And Donald Trump is glaringly pointing out, oh, you want to take black folks who want to take a knee over America. Oh, I get it. Oh, you want to protect womanhood over America. Oh, I get it. Oh, you want to protect Muslims over Americans. Oh, I think I understand. Oh, you want to protect illegals over Americans. I think I understand. And what this guy is saying is he's backing these guys into a corner. He's forcing them. You take your special interest. You put it up against the flag of this nation. The blood that red represents, right? Those 50 states that represents everybody, because 50 states don't represent La Raza and BLM and all that. It represents one America. Put it up against us. Let's see how you do. And that's, they don't get it. They're not going to win otherwise. Anyway, look, we got a lot to talk about. I want to cover one final thing on this Weinstein stuff. Weinstein, because I think it's important and I don't want you to forget it. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Been talking about this Harvey Weinstein thing. The fact that his brother, well, the notion that his brother may have been the person that turned him in to the New York Times. And the bigger notion that everybody already knew what Harvey Weinstein was up to. The $170 million, that's his net worth, guy who founded Miramax, he and his brother, a company named after their parents, Miriam and Max, who made a few movies with that and later sold it, made their money there, and then started their own company called the Weinstein Company, where they've now had a lot of success. 6 Oscars in a row. And that's kind of where I want to put our focus for just a bit. The success of these brothers, going to Hollywood, doing their thing. Apparently, they've got an eye for how to edit. They took a film when they started Miramax. They bought two films in the overseas that were for Amnesty International, combined them into one, made this sort of anti-cop film, then made The Thin Blue Line, and that in 1988, and that became their first sort of, that's what put them on the map, sold the company, started their own, and have had six hits, and are up for a new set of Oscars. See, because the left loves to give awards. They love to give awards. And I want you to understand that from the moment this guy started his company to where we sit right now, I'm talking about Harvey, he has been a sexual predator operating with impunity in Los Angeles, California, in Hollywood, and everywhere else. And he's been hobnobbing with the biggest people on the planet, probably has a suite at Epstein's, you know, private island. And is it anybody surprised that a guy who does what he does is good friends with the Clintons? Good friends with the Obamas? Yeah. So the whole Hollywood entertainment industry, the leftism, the progressivism, the guys, they pay Harvey Weinstein your tax dollars to make films that essentially go against everything you think, everything you believe. He'll make them. Harvey, we'd really like to get a film that showcase, you know, how great the Obama administration was. And, you know, talks about progressivism. You know, Harvey, we got a lot of these things we need to get done. And, you know, you're the man. Well, you know what, Barack? You're so right. You know, look, we could probably put something together for you. If you could just find us maybe $50 or $100 million, you know, I'd be happy to do it. All right, well, consider it done. That's what. That's how that stuff goes. Yeah. How does anybody look? How much money do you? Barack Obama talks about it.
Oh, there's so much money you can make.
This guy's amassed $170 million shooting video. I mean, look. I'm not mad at him. You know, we pay a crazy amount of money to go see this dribble, and if they figured out a ruse, fine. We need to figure out a ruse that pays us for being good, solid Americans. Because these guys have figured out a ruse for sedition. And they get crazy money. This guy has added nothing to the American fabric. Nothing. He can't point to anything he's built. I'm not dismissing the fact that he makes film. It's artistic. How much should an artist be worth? $170 million? Holy cow. Well, Kevin, it is for the arts. I mean, and you, see, you're one of those conservatives. You don't value the arts. You don't understand that government's interaction with the arts is important and blah, blah, blah. Oh, I understand it. I'm an artist. I'd like to get some of that government funding for my art. My art is beating up on leftists. Isn't that an art form? I make it an art form. That's right. High five. Shoot. Are you kidding? This is the highest form of art right here. I don't get a nickel. I'm going to start applying for grants under Trump. I'm going to call it the art of whooping liberals' butts. And see, you know, Kevin Jackson makes a film, does a treatment on, you know, the Kevin Jackson one-man play. I may just go all out. Art of kicking butt. Why not? Well, y'all looking at me crazy. Well, you're laughing at me, but I mean, you're laughing with me, right? Okay, good. Because there's something there. Sometimes on this radio show, we come up with things that's got a kernel of truth to it that we got to follow up on. I wish I had more staff. We should be doing this. But look, these guys go on. What do? He's out there for decades molesting women, you know, putting them in compromising positions, pardon the pun, and they do nothing. They look the other way. They continue to tell us what we're doing. You men on the right, you are lecherous men. For what? What do we do? We're opening your door? Don't dare open my door. Who do you think I am? I can open my own doors. Oh, sorry. Thought you had those packages there and you had your dog on the leash. Just thought I'd help. They accuse us of just being the most heinous of people. Meanwhile, Harvey's molesting all of them in Hollywood. Hey, you want to watch me shower? Why don't you come do what they call it, tuck-in service or turn-down service. Because they do it in the hotel every now and when I stay at a good one. But, Mr. Jackson, would you like me to turn down your bed? No, it's okay. I can do it myself, but I appreciate the offer. I don't want anybody saying, Kevin's a Harvey. No, I'll turn my own bed down. Thank you, Guatemalan maid lady. Mm-mm. That's where I get my midgets. I cannot interrupt my flow of midgets. Guatemalan midgets. They're the best. They're the best. So, anyway, Weinstein's got the most successful production career going in contemporary Hollywood. He wins 6 Best Pictures. Lends his name to dozens of other critically acclaimed films and television shows. This guy can pick winners. And interestingly, the big question in Hollywood has nothing to do with the likely hundreds of women he has sexually abused. No, the big question in Hollywood, everybody, is whether or not Weinstein's Oscar streak will be broken. Dun, dun, dun. That's the big question in Hollywood. Page 6 reported, Hollywood insiders are taking side over whether Harvey Weinstein's sexual harassment allegations will spell the end of his Oscar-winning streak. The horror! This year, the Weinstein Company has 2 films that could be potential awards bait. Wind River, starring Jeremy Renner, and The Current War, with Benedict Cumberbatch as Thomas Edison and Michael Shannon as George Westinghouse. But one Oscars insider predicts the industry will turn its back on Harvey after his sexual harassment allegations. But another Hollywood insider countered, I would like to think that the Academy doesn't hold this against the filmmakers. Folks, it's about the art. Yeah, don't hold the sexual harassment of hundreds of women against this man's art. We can't go break in the street now, can we? And I love that Hollywood is taking sides in this debate. Should Weinstein get more Oscars now that we know he's a sexual predator who's ruined the lives of countless women? We'll take a commercial break and we'll be right back. And they wonder why I call them Holly weirdos. Seriously. This is a discussion. What would we be discussing? And I'll leave you to think about that during the break.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The Senate Intelligence Committee investigate news outlets and I guess this quest to go after fake news. Does he value the First Amendment as much as he values the Second Amendment?
Absolutely. The President is an incredible advocate of the First Amendment. But with the First Amendment, with the First Amendment, with those freedoms also come responsibilities. And you have a responsibility to tell the truth, to be accurate. I think right now, when we've seen recent information that says that only 5% of media coverage has been positive about this president and this administration, while at the same time you have the stock market and economic confidence at an all-time high, ISIS is on the run, unemployment's at the lowest it's been in 17 years, we've cut regulations at a historic pace, we're fixing the VA for our vets, you've only found 5% of your time to focus on some of those big issues, and frankly, those are the issues most Americans care about. Not a lot of the things that you cover, not a lot of the petty palace intrigue that you spend your time on. I think that we need to move towards a certainly more fair, more accurate, and frankly, a more responsible news media for the American people.
Hear, hear. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Sarah Sanders speaking with Jim Acosta of CNN. I played this clip earlier in the broadcast, but I want to talk now about what is being missed. It's practically criminal, quite frankly, that the news media refuses to cover the good things that Donald Trump does. Now, he's a big boy. He doesn't need me. Donald Trump tweets out everything he's involved. Hey, tweet this, blah, blah, blah. We're doing this. We're doing that. Good for him. It's getting out there. More importantly, here's what I want you folks to understand. We can talk all we want. Until you show action, people are tired of the talk. They want action. Donald Trump delivers action. I can't stress how important that is. Missouri's called the show me state. When I moved there, I told people, y'all don't seem that interested in it being the show me state. When I moved there, they told me, Kevin, they have Midwest conventions here and you have to slow down. And in order to get people to like you, you have to work at their pace. And I remember looking at the person that said that and said, that's the biggest crock of nonsense you could have ever told me, to take over an office and run it and make money and have to do it quickly because it's getting shut down unless I change it. And you want to tell me to adjust to their pace? That's the problem. So I went on to do, in my company's consulting history, the fastest deal we ever got done. 30 days from the day I got there. We're talking about sales cycles that take minimum of 6 months, a year, sometimes 2 years. I did it in a month. And you know why I did it? Because I didn't waste time. See, Donald Trump is saying, show me. I moved. He's saying, I will show you. I moved to Missouri, the show me state, and people told me, relax. No, I'll show you. I'll show you exactly what you have to do to get business. You have to tell people, you want to do this, I'm going to do it right. You can trust me or not, but you can waste time, continue doing it the brute force way you're doing it, or I can come in and save you a lot of money. You make up your mind. Well, Kevin, we don't move. I understand. I got your pace. I've been told all the stuff. It's a very simple prospect, client. You either continue what you're doing and you'll lose hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, or you invest $1 million quickly and we'll get you up to speed. So if you want to take 6 months to think about it, you could have already done it. What do you want to do? Well, let's fly to Dallas and meet your management team. Okay, let's do it. And we got on a plane 30 days later from the day I started, where a guy told me, he felt like consultants were a waste of time. He used different language, but he said that y'all are a waste of time. I was at lunch with this guy. He told me, Kevin, I've heard every story you can tell me. You guys are so full of you know what. And I said, fine. Give me a deal that you're working on that you can't do, and I'll prove that. I'll prove my value. And by the time I got back to my office, he gave it to me. That's Donald Trump. Now, you got to translate that. Oh, by the way, the same thing that occurs when you book a deal, when people think it can't be done, because my office was like, this can't happen. It'll never happen that quick, Kevin. Why do you have it in your pipeline? Why am I forecasting this deal? Because I'm going to win it. That's why. My credibility was so high by the time I left that company, these guys were like, when Kevin reports that it's 80% or whatever, it's 80%. If he reports he's going to win it, listen to him. See, that's what's important. Donald Trump doesn't have to be, he's not the politician. What you hear, what you see in the polls are politicos, people that go, oh, that's what everybody's thinking. No, they're not. They're thinking this is the guy that wins. Why do you think I keep telling you the story about Donald Trump and the idea that when he takes a piece of land and builds something, people are like, the politicians marvel at that. He took a piece of land. He made a golf course. Beautiful place. He made buildings. They're like, wow. That's what a builder does. Because politicians don't have anything to look at when they're done. Oh, I want to pass legislation that averts, you know, hazardous chemicals around Chicago. Have we ever had a hazardous chemical spill in Chicago going through downtown? No, but Barack Obama got him to take the loop. Well, congratulations. So we still haven't had a hazardous spill in Chicago, but he got him to take the loop, and he considers that progress. I'll tell you what, that versus going into Trump Tower in New York and being one of the people that stay in the penthouse. What do you think? Folks, stop looking at things through the eyes of these knuckleheads. The media wants you to believe a fake narrative. They don't want to tell you the news. But that's okay. You're getting it. You're getting it through Donald Trump. You're getting it through the results. You're getting it through your 401k. You're getting it through your house that you can now take a loan out on. You're getting it through looking at the unemployment numbers and seeing your friends, maybe your kids, get jobs and leave your basement. You're seeing people's happiness index go up. They don't talk about these things because they don't want you to know. You can't get too happy because then you might actually start feeling good. Left can't have you feeling good. What's wrong with you? I can't have you feeling good up in here. Somebody come beat this boy. Beat her. Yeah, they're going to beat you down, man. They don't want you feel. Why should you feel good when they don't feel good? Their guy lost. Their girl lost. Their whole ideology is on the ropes. And despite the fact that you're proving through your vote that you're smarter than they, that you have put a guy into office who makes this nation feel good, who's got us looking at things optimistically. So what? You're right. What you're telling me, dude, is I'm wrong, and I don't like being wrong. Why are you going to go doing all that? Well, dude, I'm just thinking, you know, if you get a job and you can actually take care of your kids, or you can actually do something productive, maybe you could actually go do your own rap label. Maybe somebody else can go start a business for themselves. Maybe you can become a hairdresser or a nail tech, whatever it is that you've chosen to do, because Donald Trump is helping you. That's what I'm shooting for. Yeah. Like I said, you're trying to make me all wrong up in here. So 1,000 ISIS troops surrendered to coalition forces. As Maury would say, Barack Obama, you are the father of ISIS. And for more than 3 years, the Islamic State controlled areas around Hawija, under the careful, watchful eye of the family, the Obama administration, ISIS grew in both numbers and in power and just started taking over whole swaths of Iraq. And for years, all the world heard was news of ISIS taking control of one region and destroying another. Coptic Christians, regular Christians being killed, women and children being raped, put into Islamic slavery, and you heard very little. Now ISIS finds itself on the run. They're leaving the media with nothing to report but ISIS tales of loss and defeat, and they say nothing. And this latest humiliation for ISIS came in the battle to take back Hawija, their last stronghold. And this story comes from the Jerusalem Post, and they say the battle to take Hawija began along the Tigris River west of the town. Iraqi security forces, including the Federal Police, the 9th Armored Division, the 16th Infantry Division, elite counterterrorism forces, units of the Hash al-Shabib, or Shia militias, all attacked ISIS from positions near Saqqat. What was with overwhelming force and tens of thousands of forces backed by armored vehicles and U.S.-led coalition air power, the Iraqis proceeded to decimate ISIS. So what we're talking about here is a coordinated military effort based on winning, and as President Trump said, to eradicate ISIS from the face of the earth. And 1,000 of these suckers decided that they were going to surrender. They turned themselves over to the coalition troops. Now, because of this victory, the military estimates that over 4 million Iraqis were liberated and approximately 16,000 square miles were freed. Now, this all happened, and unless you're really into the news, you didn't hear about it. This is just amazing. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at katiearmor.com, CADIArmor.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away, because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. If you live in California, I have a word for you. In the spirit of Joe Biden, leave now. Some of you will get that. Look, this place has gone nutty. The first sign, well, there's been many signs, but one of the signs was when you when you voted back in Jerry Brown. Moonbeam. I mean, the guy is well past his expiration date. I don't understand why these old white Democrats believe that they should be in charge of people. They're feeble. I mean, for all intents and purposes, Jerry Brown has brain cancer. The things that this man proposes are beyond ridiculous. And this one that I'm going to tell you about, you probably heard about it, is the HIV legislation. I call it Don't Ask, Don't Tell. While California, I don't know if you guys are aware, they're experiencing a hepatitis A outbreak. It's claimed 17 lives. They claim, they say it hasn't peaked. It could take more than a year to abate. It's a contagious, liver-damaging illness. 568 people have been diagnosed with it since November, mainly in San Diego, Santa Cruz, and L.A. counties. The outbreak occurred, in my opinion, due to the influx of illegals. But don't think California is going to admit to this, because that potential fact could validate President Trump. President Trump talked about, you know, what happens when you, who do you have coming across the border? You got villains, you know, drug dealers, sex traffickers, you name it. And you also bring disease. What's funny, if you ever go through customs, I was in Paris not long ago, and you go through customs, and they ask you, you got any fruits? No, I didn't bring any gays with me. No, they ask you, do you got any fruits? You got any, you know, animals or whatever? So they want to know. Does the logic of this hit leftists? If they don't want me to bring in a fruit, they probably don't want me letting people sneak across the border, bringing whatever they bring. Look, this is a direct result of the illegals coming into this country. I talked about this on Sean Hannity's show, and he was like, Kevin, how many cases of scabies? I'm like, I don't know how many cases of scabies. Here's what I can tell you. I hadn't heard scabies in a long time until they brought in 60,000 kids from South America and Central America. We hadn't heard about it. Suddenly there's a new outbreak of measles in America. Where do you think it's coming from? We eradicated all this stuff. We are not third world, despite what Barack Obama tried to do. So it's directly tied to this. And I think Donald Trump should quarantine California, build a wall on the California border in the United States. Because I don't want any of these things. I don't want scabies. I don't want hepatitis A. Anyway, this is an article in L.A. Times, and what I really wanted to talk about, which is Jerry Brown, Moonbeam, signed a bill that lowers from a felony to a misdemeanor the crime of, get this, knowingly exposing a sexual partner to HIV without disclosing the infection. So you could go out, you know, get into a relationship with somebody and expose them to HIV knowingly. And they say, oh, it's no big deal. Eh, you know, it's just, you know, chlamydia. And they say the measure also applies to those who give blood without telling the blood bank that they're HIV positive. Do you want to get blood in California? Unbelievable. And here's the rationale. Modern medicine allows those with HIV to live longer lives and nearly eliminates the possibility of transmission. Unbelievable. Folks, Californians are dangerous. Here's what they said about it. Today, California took a major step towards treating HIV as a public health issue instead of treating people living with HIV as criminals. This is what Scott Wiener said in a statement. I don't know if he's any kin to Anthony Wiener, but we can check that out later. Isn't it interesting that Wiener is the one that's proposing this legislation? He said HIV should be treated like all other serious infectious diseases, and that's what SB 239 does. A public health menace, and Jerry Brown touts the science of it. Modern medicine. What happened to, if we can just save one life? That's always what they talk about. And as for criminality, if a person who knowingly gives a potentially dangerous disease to somebody is a criminal, at least that's how I see them. But the law goes all Comey on you. which is really dangerous. Now, you're going, Kevin, what are you talking about? It goes off, Comey. Well, here's what I'm talking about. Supporters of the change said the current law requires an intent to transmit HIV to justify a felony. But others noted cases have been prosecuted where there was no physical contact. So there was an argument intent was lacking. Now, exactly how do you declare intent given James Comey's torturous precedent? Think about it. Hillary Clinton hit a server, hired a separate IT staff, sent classified emails, and we know the content of some. She then deleted 33,000 emails before turning over the other emails to the Justice Department and bleached bitter hard drives. Finally, she destroyed cell phones with hammers. But Comey determined that Clinton had no intent to obstruct justice. So, what are we mere mortals going to be dealing with? If you can't convict on that, I mean, what chance do we stand? Man, this is amazing to me, folks. He said Brown declined to comment, and I'm sure he won't. Who's he got to report to? But here's the real irony. While Governor Moonbeam downgrades HIV from a deadly nuisance, from a deadly disease to a nuisance, the CDC upgraded gonorrhea to potentially deadly. Did you guys hear about this? According to the World Health Organization, data from 77 countries show that antibiotic resistance is making gonorrhea, a common sexually transmitted infection, much harder and sometimes impossible to treat. The bacteria that causes gonorrhea are particularly smart. Every time we use a new antibiotic to treat the infection, the bacteria evolve to resist them, says Dr. Teodora Wee, medical officer of the human reproduction at WHO. So the notion of downgrading HIV to me is ridiculous. Look, diseases morph. They change. You can't take something that's deadly and go, oh, it's no big deal, any more than you can take something that's no big deal and go, it'll never evolve. Things evolve. And it's evolving because of the way we as humans have evolved. So what is this? What are we talking about here, folks? Let me just break it down for you. This is the gay agenda. See, further legislation like this is the very reason that HIV and AIDS became one of the most deadly STDs in history. And I wrote about this a while back. There was a thing that said, a marketing thing that said, sex doesn't cause AIDS, a virus does. See, AIDS was first identified in the United States in 1981. And about the time when, this was in 2013, the numbers I had was about 1 million, just say 1.1 million people had been diagnosed with AIDS. And close to 600,000 of them had died. In 1983, there were only 1,500 cases of AIDS diagnosed in America. But the infection rate was doubling every month. The gay community got engaged in a campaign of intimidation against anybody that would label it sexually transmitted. So the Stonewall Gay Democratic Club in San Francisco was one of the more powerful political groups at the time. And it promoted the slogan, sex doesn't cause AIDS, a virus does. Well, it wasn't true. And it was all meant to, oh, don't criticize the gay lifestyle because we go out and have promiscuous sex in bathhouses with anybody, anytime, anywhere. Don't do it. Look, I don't give a crap about your sexuality until you start legislating with it. And that is exactly what's happening here now with a disease that nobody wants. Look, stigmas aside, you don't want HIV. I don't care what the medicines are. Brown's legislation is LGBTQ lifestyle marketing part two. This type of legislation is reckless and it's dangerous. And you people in California should be ashamed of yourselves for allowing this type of thing to happen. You should be voting these fools out of office. This is not only protection for you, it's protection for the rest of the country.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.